Welcome to the Dryuary Experience. We're going to discuss Dryuary, the Dry January event sponsored by Moderation Management, which occurs every January from January 1 through January 31, a time in our lives when we really shouldn't be drinking anyway. We're here with people who have firsthand experience on Dryuary. Who wants to start?
I will. This is Kim. I just successfully completed Dryuary for this year. I'm going to a few more days when I abstain. I extend my abstaining by one day for the simple fact that every time that I do, it's the longest that I've been sober in my adult life. And I really enjoy the 30s, but there's something very special about the Dryuaries, as it's a time where everyone seems to get together. It's a collaborative experience, and you really feel the energy of a lot of people doing it, particularly all at the same time. So I've really enjoyed it. I've learned a few things about myself through this Dryuary. I tend to be a more of a binge drinker than a daily drinker. I just, whenever I drink, it seems to be too much. I don't really feel a lot of problems until it seems like a lot of people, as I read through the forum and the listserv, it's the first 7 days for them. But for me, it hits hard the second week almost every time. So I just work through those issues. One thing that I noticed is that I do have some compulsive issues that I work through. Once I hit that period, I started eating too much. I seemed to take on some other things, but at least it's not, or not drinking. I just stay really busy and learn to surf the urge, as they say, whenever I do feel like a drunk. And I also speak my mind a lot more. That's something else that I noticed through my 30. I just went through kind of an intensive yoga training, and anyone knows anything about chakras, my throat chakra is the one that needs some work. And whenever I ran into issues where I needed to speak my mind, instead of maybe drinking, I said what I needed to say, or at least I knew exactly what I would say if I was brought to a point of confrontation, if it got to that point, which it didn't. I had some family issues come up, but it seemed to get worked out in another way. But I wrote down my issues, so I worked them out. Something that I wouldn't been able to do if I wasn't completely sober. So I got that clear-headedness about me. That's the other thing I noticed. I'm pretty clear-headed, not fumbling so much.
Did you have any sleep issues?
Not so much. I think just in staying busy. If anything, I would sleep more maybe. I guess I'm blessed in that way. I hear a lot of other people, you know, report about sleep issues, but I slept pretty soundly. In fact, I remembered more dreams than I probably ever had too.
My first four nights were fine, and then I kind of hit a wall and had some sleep issues. And then they resolved themselves, and I fell into a normal rhythm, and I was fine after that. But I think that even the relatively moderate amounts of alcohol, which I've had, did have an effect on me and took some clearing out, some adjustment. Mark, you enjoyed the posts?
Yes, Kurt, absolutely. It was, it was really great this month. Very inspirational and very informative to read those this month. So I enjoyed it quite a bit.
And there was a lot of cheerleading going on, which followed along with your experience.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to get so many different perspectives, to hear the personal stories and see the suggestions that people had and the resources available, I think was that was really nice, and I think it was a great experience.
Yeah, I was very proud to be able to contribute to the one of the Dryuary emails that went out. It felt like it was the first time I've ever been published. So I felt a little bit of pride in that. And then, you know, and seeing that along with everyone else's contributions in the emails really brought an interactive experience.
When the administrators were putting together Dryuary and scheduling the posts, one of the issues they kept coming back was how much the people who wrote the posts were helped by that experience also. Dryuary was affecting people on the front end and on the back end.
Yeah, it certainly did for me.
Yeah, I'll also agree with that, Kurt. That was, you know, I think that was very powerful, being able to write a post. And, you know, it was certainly, I think it was certainly a little bit nerve-wracking to read that and see that posted. But at the same time, it was also, in the end, it was very powerful to be able to write that, as well as be able to read that story and know that's out there.
Yes, we're fortunate to have such nice writers, some real quality writers, and some very compassionate people to compose these posts. I also was pleased that one of my posts was accepted, and I really felt good about sharing it with people. I was abstinent for Dryuary, and the decision to be abstinent was sort of obvious. I was, on one hand, I was helping to administrate the program, and on the other hand, I felt ambivalent about asking people to do something that I was not interested in doing myself. Last year, I was also an administrator, and I was not a participant in Dryuary, and I felt like I was missing out on part of the experience. So this year, I made sure that I was abstinent for it, and it was interesting. It was an unexpected 30 in some ways. BJ?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Welcome to the Dryuary experience. Did you do Dryuary?
Yes, I did.
Did you have any personal changes during that time?
Personal changes, like...
Did Dryuary affect your life?
Well, I think taking a break is a good idea after the holidays and everything, after a period of somewhat increased consumption. Just resetting the balance and sensitivity. You know, I last night I had a blue moon for the first time. You know, I got a pint and, you know, drank it slowly, and it was surprising. Like within the first like couple of gulps, I could totally feel it.
You've had your post Dryuary drink already.
Yes. Yeah, it was a birthday party that I went to.
There were a lot of people drinking at the party?
Yeah, there was me and two other guys.
Did you bring that beer special? Or?
I bought it for him for his birthday. We got a pitcher and we split it between three people.
Did you notice during Dryuary that you were in situations with alcohol? Did you find that difficult?
I really didn't even think about it all that much, to tell you the truth.
At one point, I was at our grand opening for a part-time job, and they had a full open bar during this past month, and that was a little difficult. And there was some other times just going out to dinner with friends, and I could smell the wine on them, and which smells really good since that's what I usually drink is wine. But it's nice to be able just to enjoy the evening without it.
I ended up at a cocktail party, and I thought that it would be an okay experience. I thought I could just, you know, deal with it. But it turned out to be a little more awkward than I thought it was. A lot of people were getting intoxicated. I wasn't drinking. It was hard for me to get into the rhythm of the party. And I just didn't really feel like, it was that good a place. I didn't feel that out of place. There were nice people. I knew them all. They were old friends. But it really did change the experience remarkably.
It's a very different perspective when you're watching other people drink to excess.
It wasn't that they were drinking to excess, although, of course, there's always a few, and it was totally open bar, so there were a lot of people drinking. It was just, yeah, they were all drinking, and they were various levels of intoxication and stuff. The conversations, which, you know, you were having, you know, they didn't progress like you would expect them to progress if you were not drinking. In the end, it was more awkward than I thought it would be.
I just ended up leaving early. I heard people stayed there until 2 p.m., and which is strange because it's a CrossFit yoga gym. People are staying there until 2 a.m. drinking because it's an open bar, but I'm glad I got to miss it. I wouldn't want to see what would happen that late.
Yeah, I think those are definitely some good perspectives. And, you know, one of the perspectives that I've had is slightly different recently. I think I've been very a lot more mindful than I used to be about certain events that I'm attending. And I've really focused on trying to avoid certain events that I know would have people that are heavily intoxicated or that are drinking relatively heavily, but there's also events that I'll go to where I know that there's going to be some alcohol, and I've actually been very surprised at times where if I look back in the past, I had this impression that people were always drinking a whole lot at these events. But the reality is that I'm finding out that there, at least at the, if you go, maybe it's just the events I'm going to, but it seems like many people are really relatively responsible when it comes to alcohol, and you can still have a reasonable time talking to them and good discussions and things like that. So I guess the perspective I've gained through a lot of this is that it really, picking the right events can definitely be, you can still have a good time, or I think with time passing, I think I've also become more comfortable being around alcohol, even when I'm not drinking.
It's not a skill that everyone gets to learn, being around alcohol and not drinking.
It's been really, really good to get some perspective, though, and to be sober at these events and realize really the distinction between what it's like to not be drinking, to be drinking way too much, and then to be somewhere where you're having a good time yet also being responsible. And so, yeah, it's been a neat perspective to gain.
Was there anything about the Dryuary 2017 presentation that you found difficult or challenging or wanted to change? Looking for some creative criticism here.
Not really. I found everything, like, ultimately very supportive. I looked forward to the daily emails. You know, it can be a trying experience to some people, especially if it's your first 30. So that support, I get a lot out of that. I can't think of anything too negative.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. I think the website's really well designed, and I enjoyed getting the daily emails, and I think one of the things that was interesting to see as well is to also see some of the discussion as far as people, as far as their plans for in the future, what they'll be doing, or even people that are deciding to go ahead and continue in an extended period, extend their abs for a while. Yeah, it's really well done.
Yeah, Dryuary is an invitation to extend the period beyond the month is interesting. I wonder how many people do that. I know that when I was on my first 30, I had trouble ending it because that whole good-bad experience as you came to the end of a set period of time, all of a sudden you were going to resume an experience of alcohol, and it took on a new dimension with new challenges. So in some ways it was easier to just not have it end and just keep going. Eventually I had that beer and started resuming my life with alcohol. Ending my first 30 was the most awkward part of the entire experience.
No, I have to agree. I've done a few 30s, and this is it is kind of an awkward time, you know, because I ultimately think abstaining is a little bit easier than moderating completely successfully for me yet. That's why I look forward to abstaining periods, and particularly Dryuary.
I think one of the best things, Kurt, that I've seen reiterated multiple times is how important it is to be mindful and how important it is to maybe ease back slowly into your moderation after a period like this. And I think that's, you know, again, seeing it multiple times throughout the dry urinary experience, I think has been good to reiterate to people that it's not simply a matter of saying, oh, I've gone 30 days. Now that I'm beyond that, I can return to whatever risky or potentially harmful habits I was doing before. So I think it's really good that those subjects are covered as well.
That was something which the people who designed DryUri paid a lot of attention to. Trying to emphasize easing back into a life which involves alcohol can be a changed experience. Try to make DryUri more than just 1 month of not drinking, even though at its core, that's what it is. 1 month of not drinking. And then the month is over, go drink again. It's the deal, and it's not necessarily a bad deal, but it has some consequences, and I like to think that DryUri has the ability to change people, for 1 month at least.
Well, and I think hopefully a lot of people are getting the message that it's not simply a matter of take 30 days off, and then once those 30 days are over, or the whole month's over, you know, go make up for all the time you missed with, I think, again, it's. I think there's a lot of good discussion about how to reap the benefits of that time off.
Some of the articles written about DryUri included criticism of DryUri, saying that DryUri is just an excuse to feel good about yourself, and then when it's over, you have a bacchanalia, and you go right back to your bad habits. But I believe in the good side of human nature. I believe that people will actually learn from the experience, and it will help to develop healthier habits and steel them for the year ahead with more mental tools than they might have had coming into the event.
Well, and I think that's exactly it. You gain those mental tools while you're in your DryUri. I mean, you had, you know, a whole month to, well, what I like about it is to think about all that extra money you're saving from spending time out. So you do more things for self-care. At least that's what I kind of revel in. I used my extra ends to get a massage today because I had that extra money and put that thought in process and made that appointment and did that for self-care. So I don't think that it's that easy for anybody to jump right back into. You know, I mean, they definitely have gained something.
Well, and I think one of the best things as well is just to make sure that to get the word out about moderation management and that so that people are aware that the organization is here ready to assist at any point in the future as well. You know, and from some of my other, going to some of my other MM meetings, I think that's one of the best things. You know, certainly people come and go all the time, but as far as whether or not they come back the next week, I think the great thing, even if they're, is just making sure that people are aware that this resource is available. You know, and there's plenty of times where people will go a period without attending a meeting, and yet eventually they'll come back around and say, I was needing some support, so here I am, I'm back again. So that's always great to see.
We're hopeful that DryUri will be a good way to encourage people to check out moderation management. Although our intent to run DryUri is just simply 1 month without drinking, bring your friends, make a party about not drinking, try to make it a social activity, all these people gathered together for the DryUri challenge. We're coming to the end of our time here. Anything they want to say in conclusion?
I think the biggest thing is just thank you, Kurt. Thank you to everything that you do and everything that others have done to put this on every year. It's terrific.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah, a definite thanks to all the administrators for putting this all together. I know it's probably quite a task, but I think it's worth it for a lot of people.
We built it for the participants. It's not done for an objective gain. It's done for the fact that we felt we really needed to do it. I'm so glad that so many people have responded well to it. Hopeful that next year the publicity, we've got some very good publicity, will carry over, and we're going to have a very strong DryUri next year. Anyone who participated in DryUri this year will come on back next year. It'll be bigger, brighter, and better.
Well, I'm going to be on board.